Yo, what it do, nephew? Back with another episode of Slam Society. Collab with Unsanctioned Talk with my co-host Josh. What it do,
Mania,
nephew?
Mania Society.
Mania time, too, is upon us. And a lot of boxing going on in UFC. It's a good time now. It's finally picked up. Springtime, I feel like, is always when it starts picking up a lot more. You see it.
There is a definite lull between...
Wintertime, like, yeah.
The end of February all the way till... Like this next UFC pay-per-view is the second weekend of April.
March? April? Oh, yeah, April. Okay.
Like 7 weeks of
What day is it? Is it
April 13th.
So it's the weekend after Mania.
Yeah.
So right there. Okay.
Yeah, because Mania is the first full weekend of April.
It's next, 2 weeks away.
You know, Easter's on next the week. 31st this year of March.
Weird.
Do you ever remember that happening?
No. I remember one Easter. I remember one time Easter fell on 420. I remember that one.
How do you think that cycles to when it actually falls on a March?
Because
well, we'll save that for later.
That's another topic. It's not fight related, but I think it's based off of it's like a certain amount of Saturdays after Christmas is what they kind of do. So it's like if the calendars
okay. Skew. Okay. We're gonna have to look at it on the unsanctioned. But what do you want to talk about first? Mania's first.
Yeah, Mania's, I mean, yeah.
So we don't have to run the full card right now.
Yeah, just overall, it's been great. I'm trying to think of any main matches that they've had since then. I do like the triple threat with Logan Paul, Orton, and Owens. I think they've added that since then. And obviously the Usos going against each other. That's cool.
Oh, dude, I mean, look at the card so far.
LA Knight versus Styles. Yeah, that's going to be a great
match.
Could
be match of the night.
Judgment Day
Sami Zayn
versus DIY, Awesome Truth. I like that. And, the SmackDown Tournament winners that will be decided, I think, this Friday.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Gunther, Sammy, Rhea, and Becky, like, come on.
Gunther,
Eel
and
Bayley's
gonna
be cool, too.
Like, in the final right like now. The A-Town Under.
A-Town Under, Street Profits versus...
Street Profits will win.
Do you think it'll be New Catch Republic? I think so.
It'll be those two in the finals.
Yeah.
Isn't it two more teams they need? I think both of the guys that go to the finals would go. I think, because I saw
yesterday. Oh, is it? Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know, but I saw yesterday that it looked like they were still waiting two more teams to sign up for it.
Makes sense, I guess.
We'll go up.
Oh, is it Fatal 4-Way? Oh, it's a 6-pack. So, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, it would be two teams.
So, I think it's the last two.
So, it's either.
Wait, go up. It says right there, versus SmackDown Tournament winners.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it would be both of them, because there's four teams right here announced. Judgment Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, and...
Yeah, it's
the
gotta
New Day,
be, right?
So then it'll be the winner of Fantasma and the New Catch Republic, the God of Fantasma, and 8 Town Down Under and the Street Profits. So we're
Jeez.
Taking it by Street Profits
you're
and Catch Republic.
You're keeping the Street Profits off Mania?
No, I'm saying them winning is what you're
saying. Is Bianca Belair in Mania right now?
As of now, no.
Ooh.
I'm trying to think of what their key names are mentioned.
She'll be in another match.
Yeah, for sure. I just don't know what she would be in.
It'll be a woman's...
Something? Because you still got, like, Liv Morgan not doing anything. You still got...
Well, there's still...
Naomi still has to be...
There's 7 matches there.
To be put
there's
in...
There's 20 matches, let's say.
There's 10 matches announced right now. So,
yeah
it's probably about...
10 and 10.
10 and 10.
Counting
pre-show
night
and
two.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think 10 and 10.
I think everything so far has been great. The Rock versus Cody, I just... I mean...
What do you think about... There's been people who have been saying it's kind of getting kind of stale now.
Well, The Rock and Cody's popping. Last
I like it. I like that they're kind of blurring the line.
Everyone likes it.
It was 8 and 7, so about 15, 16 matches is what it's going to be about. So.
All the dudes that really listen and focus on it know that this is great. Because it's real long-term booking.
It's a rematch that they built good enough that's like...
But people aren't even really looking at it as a
full-blown
rematch.
That's what I'm saying. That it's like it's not like it doesn't seem like a rematch. Like if they ran it back, you'd be like, "Oh, this match again?" Like Brock and Reigns. Like you were like again. Well, that happened a lot more times, but I feel like they just did a good job this time. Where like they kind of mix it up enough with like The Rock going in there. He electrified it. No pun intended. And he's made it different. Like
it's made Cody a bigger babyface because Rock took on the heel role.
Bigger heel, yeah.
Which they weren't expecting that.
No, you think that had to be a pivot
for sure. Pivoted into that because they wanted it to be family versus Cody and Rollins. Remember that was the original plan.
Yeah,
it'd
be those
like,
two.
What
yeah.
the fuck? Why are they gonna do a tag match night one?
Yeah.
And then The Rock and Cody just really started turning up the beef.
Because this one would be weird if, like, Rock and Reigns versus Seth and Cody, and like Seth turns on Cody, and then Rock turns on Roman. It's like night two. It's like,
We're not doing that. It's too much.
Makes no sense. I like how they have it now with having the tag match, like how it is. Like, I could, you know, I could.
Yeah.
I could see it. It makes sense.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, because I like how they added the if Rhodes and Rollins wins, obviously the stipulation, everyone's barred from ringside, and then if the Bloodline wins, then it's Bloodline rules. Which, have they said what that is? This is a no DQ match, essentially. Makes sense.
Well, I just look at it like there's a lot of long term booking already in it. It's been going on. So it's going to be Brock versus Gunther.
Originally?
Yeah, that's great. Sammy versus Gunther is way better, dude. You know how good that's going to be? Because if Sammy loses, you still are going to.
Sammy, he's.
You'll like
him. He's a guy who can lose all the time, but it's just.
But when is it time for one of those guys to lose? Is it time for Gunther to lose so maybe he can jump up into the next world?
We've said for months now that he's due for a shot.
Or does he just go and get the U.S. title and perch that up for a while?
I think you gotta give him up. I feel like almost he was doing hot, and he was almost like, I don't want to say he was just as hot as Roman Reigns, but you can say he was like two or three. Like, just like in general of wrestling in WWE, he was just as hot as his momentum was right behind him.
Yes.
I think it's kind of taken a knockdown a little bit. Like, he's kind of been a little bit quieter because Mania season, a lot of other shit's going on.
Yeah, I think that's good,
it's good. So I think give him a few more months to build up again. And then I think
lose at SummerSlam?
SummerSlam Sammy, is like where you have to.
Sammy crawling after it?
Sammy or even like.
Nah, it has to be Sammy.
A KO?
No.
You want to see him with the IC belt?
I'd love to see KO with the U.S. title from.
From Paul?
From Logan Paul.
I don't know if they're going to give Logan Paul. It's not like a mark. I just don't know if they're going to give him a Mania win like that. But, I mean, he's good. Like, as long as he wants to do it, he's good.
Because
And Jake Paul might be joining them soon, too, after Mike Tyson retires him.
Yeah, I hope so.
Saw Mike Tyson say that?
Yeah, I hope he fucking kills him. And we're not to pivot into that, but.
It's a fight, but it's still a fight.
A fight's a fight, but I really hope he beats the shit out of him. I hope Tyson. And just throw, like.
He's a Hall of Famer, right? He's a.
I think so. Yeah, Celebrity
Hall of Fame. I think they had.
Yeah, he's gotta be.
A few years ago, I think so.
Muhammad Ali is this year?
Yeah, that's what I was going to look up in Hall of Fame.
This could go down as the greatest WrestleMania of all time. I wish it wasn't outside.
In Philly? Yeah.
Stupid.
Hopefully they get a dome here in Chicago, so then they can have it.
It's not even going to be that nice there next week.
No.
Let's look.
It won it all. Thunderbolt Patterson, isn't it too? What's that? Heyman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all right. Nothing that.
The U.S. Express, yeah, Muhammad Ali. Yeah, that's cool.
You don't want to overshadow Heyman.
There's a Muhammad Ali versus Superman comic at the comic book store at the Graham Crackers and Plainfield that I've been seeing. That's been eyeing and calling my name for the past couple times I've been there. It's like $100. I can't put myself to buy it, but it's just.
It might be in the mid-50s.
Like, what do you do in that situation? Do you put, like.
There's nothing you can do. There's heaters, kind of, maybe.
It's probably heaters, kind of, but, like, do you think it even gets that, like. It'd be a good thing to ask a wrestler. Like, how much warmer is it in the ring? Because, like, you got thousands, you know, like, you're inside.
The lights,
it's like, you know,
it's
the lights. There's still people there. So it's like, you know, obviously it's going to be some sort of heat, like, front,
why
you
would
know.
You do
not
it
a lot,
Philly.
But.
It's like when they did it in New York.
It's a rowdy crowd. You know?
Yeah, I know. But why wouldn't you just do it inside and sell it the fuck out where it's just unreal? You wanted the most people, so you're going to do it at the football field.
Yeah,
I get that.
Sucks,
but
yeah.
It's like, you can't.
No, I mean,
it's
just
too cold.
Then, and that's what's hurting, like, all these, you know, like,
even
you can't do one in Boston, you can't do one here, you can't do one in Buffalo, like,
no.
You can't do anywhere.
You can't. It's to me, it's stupid. To me, I think I'd be pissed if that's where I was going.
Like, Minnesota would be cool, because that's a, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Come on. But they don't want to, because it's Minnesota.
Yeah, it's not really.
It's going to sell out.
Oh, it will.
Any town WrestleMania is in will sell out.
For sure. I find it.
Very hard to
believe. Hard to believe. I'm trying to think of where. And even overseas, I feel like people will still travel. I mean, you could say it might not be, it will be sold out. It might not be sold out as quick, you know? Like, if it's a Mania in America, it gets sold out. I don't know how much time, but probably, like, you know?
Oh, a Mania in fucking London would sell out instantly.
But that's, I'm saying, like, London is different than, like,
India would
sell out. Toronto?
Toronto would sell out. It's Mania.
Yeah, yeah, it would.
People go to it.
They have one in Plano, Illinois.
I got some good shit for us for the other show.
They should have one here at the Plano Auditorium.
They were here.
The Chicago Bears at this gym. You're telling me the WrestleMania is too good now?
Sandwich Opera House.
Sandwich Opera. And then make it like the ECW ballroom. Like, that's Sandwich Opera House. That'd be awesome. Cool. That would be kind of cool. This is something we gotta think about. But, yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited for this year, Mania. Like, kind of getting more into it. It's been good.
Oh, it's coming.
I feel like it's kind of... What do you think of, like, they're kind of more the tiptoeing of, like, that PG line like that? Dude. More cussing, more blood. I know you saw Raw last night.
I've been listening to Busted Open every day now again, just to help keep up with it if I miss stuff at night. And all anyone talks about is WWE. AEW is kind of like, what are they doing? Cooled off now. Okada a babyface or a heel? And it's like this weird gray area that...
I like Okada a lot, but I feel like it was just...
Stupid to align with the Young Bucks?
I don't think it was stupid, but I feel like people are going to cheer for him.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
So they're cheering for him, but there's a heel, but like their fans are going to cheer for him still. But it's like, he's a heel, so it's like, is he a face then? Like, I get their argument of like, people are going to cheer her no matter what. So it's like, he should just be a baby face if you're going to cheer him. Like.
They're confused over there.
Yeah.
They're scraping right now.
Mm-hmm. It's
not that they don't have a great roster.
Phenomenal roster. They have great wrestlers there.
I mean, like, person for person in the top 20 of their wrestlers, it can go toe-to-toe with skill and everything, 100%. But what I'm saying is the production and everything that's going in is WWE's going all out right now.
I just feel like they're...
And they're still not even... I don't even think Triple H has touched the tip of what he wants to do.
No, I think he's really getting started. I feel like this is... It's like when a college coach finally has like 2-3 years, he has his guys, his recruiting class. I feel like that's where Triple H is at now. It's like he's had his storylines and everything, his puzzle put together that's like, now it's going to be done. I think it's going to be... Yeah, dude, look at what he did with NXT years ago.
Well, yeah, all the same guys from
NXT. All the same guys are right there, yeah. So it's like you got Seth Rollins, you got Roman Reigns, you got, you know, like...
Dude, there's so many dudes that you're not even seeing that much on TV right now. Braun Strowman. Those guys will roll back around.
He'll be
able to integrate guys.
I mean, now with Brock on, and I guess there's a avenue for a monster.
And you put him with someone. Put him with someone that can talk.
Yeah. He needs that.
But that's a whole different story.
No, yeah, I think...
There's a lot, dude. These are all his guys. Look who are his guys in the main events, except for Randy Orton, but he kind of had a hand.
He's with him. He was with Evolution. It's like he was
every guy. With
them. Yeah, every single one.
Reigns and Rollins alone. Yeah. Styles is maybe not. And
at least I guess you can make the argument that Rollins is ROH, but like. Come on.
No,
like,
you know. He's still the Triple H guy.
But I'm saying he's a Triple H guy. Like, you can say he was early on. That was a JUCO.
I would love to watch Triple H be Rollins' manager valet for a couple months.
And what about him bringing back Drew McIntyre? He'd be like, you know.
Oh, yeah. And those two good, back. Like, I hope.
Bailey, Becky Lynch.
Look. Yeah, all the girls.
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, exactly. I hope. Okay, I have.
Priest.
Listen. I want Rollins to lose at this Mania, okay? I want him to kind of fade for a little while.
Yeah.
Because he's been so hot. And I think Reigns wins. And I think this time next year, we're going Rollins, Reigns, in the ultimate storyline.
You've had said that before. I think that would
for the real guy to take the title. I don't think Cody Rhodes is the Universal Champion. Do I think he's the WWE World's Heavyweight Champion? Yes.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Yeah. Get what I'm saying? It's like Edge was always the heavyweight champ, not the WWE champ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the title I associate with Edge.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that would be...
Like, that's how I look.
Like, Cody could beat Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah. Like, you know, if...
Yeah.
Like I say, if he loses the round, you know, like, I get that. And then... And I just want to see. I just want to see like a demented Rollins, like a kind of where he just kind of loses it. Like I think you said, like kind of where he becomes like the Joker, kind of like where he breaks and he's like he loses the tag match. He loses the tag match and then he loses his title.
Yeah,
sees Reigns wins and he's like
and he freaks out, gets his ass beat, make McIntyre look like a big badass motherfucker.
Man, that'd be bad. That would be
bad. I think you don't even have Cody go after that title yet.
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
To me, I'm having a weird thing with him because I've been watching a lot more lately. So it's like I love seeing him and I love that he's a top guy, but I just think he's way better chasing the title.
He just sells it so good. Like he does. He's a good underdog. He's a good.
But
underdog.
I don't want to even call him the underdog. I just almost because
yeah, I don't. Want, I'm just saying
he's
not
so
champ.
Much more.
Yeah,
than
he
that.
Is. He is. I'm saying it's
he
not.
Helped get WWE back to being this by leaving and coming back and showing like you're missing out. McIntyre included.
He's better for the thrill of the chase. Like,
yeah.
Like, I forget what it is. That's a thing for like boxing. Like it's better like to be a chaser than next
chaser,
champ.
Dude.
Yeah. Like chasing it than being a champ. Like it's different. Like it is. Like you be
and it's like. You give it to him eventually, but I just feel like... Here's another thing I thought, okay? Not to get too far off subject. Maybe Cody wins and Priest cashes in on him right away.
I said that before, having cash in.
And or vice versa for McIntyre. McIntyre finally gets his moment at WrestleMania where he wins a title. And Priest comes in and cashes in on him right there. Like give them the Sheamus treatment.
Yeah.
Remember when Sheamus lost the title in that, 6 seconds?
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want him to have that moment and you're not going to the end of the segment and you're waiting there and it's still going off and then out of nowhere you just hear the Judgment Day and Priest comes out of nowhere and beats him because then boom. Brand new. Giant feud, big dudes, faction versus the underdog McIntyre. He had his moment. Now he's got to really prove it. And they could pass it back and forth. Be that.
Yeah.
Be that show.
I
kind
of like how Drew McIntyre is now, where he's kind of more of a heel. He's kind of like talking shit. He's kind of more, you know.
I know, but you could be that arrogant, kind of pompous babyface.
I guess you could change.
Because Cody's not that, and Rollins hasn't been that type of babyface. Like it's McIntyre's own thing. Like I get what you mean because his promos are like shitty. He's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. I'll prove it to
what
you.
What if Damian Priest tries to pull a Rollins and cash in during the match
and fucks up?
And Reigns is like, ain't gonna happen again, and pins Priest. And he's champ, and Cody's like, I didn't get pinned. I was this close.
There
like, this guy fucked me over. And
perfect.
Then he feuds with Judgment Day and be like, you fucking cost me that. Like, I had him.
And Reigns still retains?
And Reigns retains, yeah. And he's just like, just because one little piece of shit, round, you know, one little bug got me back in the day, I ain't going to let it happen again.
I think, too, what we
and got- I could add to Rollins and being like, man, that guy tried to, like, you know, like, that someone tried to copy what I did. Mine was a heist of the century. No one else can duplicate me. He kind of, you know, plays all along all parts.
I like that close for Cody. I just
don't think
you take it off of him.
Because then you can run it back again, essentially. Like, if you're really, like, I didn't get pinned. He didn't get pinned.
At SummerSlam.
Yeah. Like, that. Like I think it makes sense that you...
Rollins loses. Cody's reigns at SummerSlam. You win. The pay-per-view's huge. The Rock's not involved. He's out of the picture.
Have they announced where SummerSlam is, too?
No. But just to get the whole thing out of the picture and you keep going and you got one new champ. But, dude, it's like, what do you do? Okay. I've said this before.
Thank Cleveland.
What do you do?
Nothing screams SummerSlam like Cleveland, Ohio.
I don't mind that, though, because it'll be a rowdy crowd. Those shitty towns give you a rowdy-ass crowd because they need it.
Yeah, like Chicago.
Yeah, it's the grimy, Midwest grimy wrestling.
Blue-collar towns are always like... Philly, Chicago.
Can Cody take the title and do what?
Yeah, like what's his end game is what you're saying, kind of? Like, where does it go from there?
Yeah.
You know, to be the whole heartwarming, like,
I know, but
I
then
did this
what?
For my dad and this
but
and
then
that.
He helped. How long does that good time feeling last?
It's kind of similar to what happened to Bianca Belair a few years ago when she won the championship.
Yeah,
she
was champ for a year. And
yeah.
And now, look, she's
no,
not
No, but
even
her
on
first championship, I feel like she lost it like four months
or
so something. I'd be like, it's like where she was almost like.
But why?
You can tell she was almost too excited, and you're like, okay, we need to get off of you because you seem like.
But why would you.
A throwaway for Reigns is what you're saying.
Why would you? It's almost like.
It needs to be memorable.
It has to be outside of Bruno Sammartino losing the title, and I don't even know who he lost it to back then.
Bob Backlund.
After he had it for fucking 10 years.
1,000 days or whatever it was.
Longer than that. Reigns is at past 1,000 days.
He had one. It was like 1,000 something. And then the other guy, he had one. His second reign.
It was like 10,000 days, dude.
Oh, was it that long? Oh,
no,
shit.
Not that long.
Well, it was like
3,000 days or 5,000. Look it up. Because now I'm interested. Because we've looked it up before. It's just hard to remember. Mm-hmm.
But longest championship. Because it was like five. Oh, this one has a. I don't know if they recognize. Well, they should recognize it. Unless if it's.
Right there.
Okay, so 2,800
days. So yeah, let's see how long that is.
No chance if they have anything else.
Seven and a half years.
Okay, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And yeah, I know I'm not saying you touch that. Like I'm
no,
not saying,
yeah, I don't. Think
I'm not saying
he already beat. He already beat one of his reigns,
well,
which is like good.
Here's where I think he needs to be. The number two. And look where that would put you.
I think they do want to beat him to get kind of
got
like,
to erase him off. That
yeah.
It's just something weird that they do, dude. You have to do it. It's something weird about it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Because then look at who's in the front of that. Bob Backlund's fine. Hulk, keep Hulk up there. No. He can't be number two. It's just something weird about them with WWE. Like, they know, like,
yeah.
Well, we still leave Hulkster up there, even though he's done a lot
he's
of
not,
weird
yeah.
shit.
He just has, like, a lot of.
Because look at what that would put you at. So if Mania's in. Let's see. Mania is. What, 10 days away?
Yeah.
And what was Reigns at? 1,400 and... No.
Did I pass it?
Let me pass it. Right there. Go. Up.
So here. This one right here. He's 1,302. So like 13-12. Oh, no. Yeah, 13-12.
Yeah.
And what's...
Okay, yeah. So you do plus 10 days, plus 365. That would put him at 1,677 days. So that puts him past if it's a year from now that he holds it longer. Even if you went to SummerSlam, which is half of that time.
Well, yeah, let's say just add 180, and it's SummerSlam's like 6 months
yeah,
away.
Yeah, let's see. 1,302 plus 10 more days plus 492.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
1492.
Yeah, come on. Hey, Columbus sells Ocean Blue. Yeah, so it's, I mean, you put him just enough days for him to get, you know.
I just have a weird feeling that they kind of like that.
No, you're right. They do like.
They want to kind of get him out of some of these all-time great things.
Under 30 days, so he'd be just short. August 3rd.
Well, you still got 10 days.
Yeah, early in August is usually end of August, isn't it? I feel like it's always like early, August 21st, huh? August something,
yeah.
Like around there, like 130. Yeah, so he'd be.
So that's why I said maybe a year from
a
now.
A year
like
or something,
Mania,
yeah.
It'd
yeah.
be like defining 1,600 days.
It's crazy,
like,
he's
whoa.
On the fucking. Oh, he's from Cleveland, never mind.
I know, but that's weird.
No, I was just like, why? Yeah, but he's just look. Such a weird picture of him, too.
Well, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot. Wrestling is totally balling.
Yeah, it's good right now. I don't understand why people are just kind of like the Roman Reigns storyline's been kind of. I feel like they've done so like if it's a bloodline tree, there's so many branches of it has branched off into other things that like even adding Solo Sikoa, I feel like just was like a good addition. And like
guys.
you said, there's still more to be added to the family too. That's just
they haven't put
Nia
with them yet.
They haven't put Nia. They haven't put.
This could be the pay-per-view where they all come together.
Her, like, her real name, I think she goes by?
No, she still goes by.
Oh, okay. I think she went by something else.
If they do her and Jimmy and Jay reuniting and everyone coming together where it's really tight at the end and, like, The Rock acknowledges Reigns.
The Rock being there, too, is that...
Like, that will put it into the stratosphere of, like, NWO world.
Is, yeah, that's a good call. It's The Rock, he's, like, the board, right? The TKO or something? He's part of it?
Yeah, he's got
So that's why he can't... So that's why I think it's great that he's also... He's part of the thing, so he's probably like, of course I'm going to allow blood. Of course I'm going to allow this. Fuck it.
Yeah, dude, it's going great.
Like they said, once they're going to Netflix... Like,
F-bomb on USA last night.
They said once they go to Netflix... Like, he says that they're preparing to go to Netflix because Netflix is going to have a lot more of, like, cussing and blood and stuff. And, yeah, just everything.
I just feel like right now you don't slow that Reigns train down.
No, I mean, yeah.
Because you either got to do that, and then what? The title's going to flip-flop and Reigns is going to disappear? No.
Yeah, no, you got a good point that
he's chasing Cody around trying to win the title back? That don't even make any sense.
I feel like you brought up a great point that pretty much essentially you built up a title to be so prestigious.
What do you...
For a throwaway championship like that, it makes...
He can't be because everyone loves him.
Yeah.
If he loses again, if Cody loses again, then what do we feel like? We love a loser?
Honestly,
love a loser over and over and over again? Yeah. Okay, but you know who we really love a lot? Is Seth Rollins when he comes back and beats you. Because he can beat you once and lose the title, and we still know that he's the best guy in the whole thing.
Yeah, he kind of is. They're the two best dudes. Yeah, he is. They're the two guys.
It's fucking Stone Cold.
And The Rock.
People don't want to admit, and because Reigns is such a good, Rollins is such a good wrestler, he's the closest to fucking Stone Cold.
Who?
Listen to what people, how crazy the crowds go all the time for him. The whole time. He don't even have music on and they do it. He says, it's Monday night.
In the palm of their
Rollins.
Hand.
Rollins. It's shit from 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, he just built onto the same character. Like, the only other guy to really do that was Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm. He is one of, like, dude, the crowd just loves him right now. I don't know anyone. I guess, like, when Daniel Bryan had the whole yes movement, and everyone was just, yes, 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 like, all that.
But that went like this.
Oh, yeah, afterward. But
this has been like Rollins, you're like, oh, and then you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's pretty good and he fucked his leg up. Oh shit, look at his back. Oh, now he's hotter as hell in the crowd.
Yeah.
Now he's wearing wacky shit. Now he's teetering into a world of a character of it's him out there having fun. It's not a character, it's just him being weird.
Just you saying that, it just reminded me of like, this is almost like Seth versus Reigns now would be like when Eddie went against Brock. When it's just like, because Eddie was just feeling it. He's just like, okay, like any given night, I can beat your ass. Like any, like I can, I'll pull it off somehow. Because that's when Brock was fucking the main man. Brock, dude. He was, everyone's like, who's going to beat this guy? Look at how fucking huge he is. Former football player, college, like champion. Like, come on.
An underdog story because Guerrero's way like
out but I'm just saying in the sense of like because the crowd got really behind him with Sen too, and it's just almost
this
in the sense
is
of like
this could be bigger.
Oh yeah, it could be bigger because they have history.
The history behind
the history behind everything.
Could you imagine a half hour long video package of everything they've gone through, OVW, all the way back to all the Shield shit.
Mm-hmm.
NXT, Shield, fucking tag team champs together, all of that breaking down. Him hitting Reigns in the back was damn near 10 years ago.
It's over 10 years ago.
Think where it would be when who could be the guy to finally... You could have where Reigns has been your guy, where you know he's your guy, and we've always said, is Rollins the guy? That's what does it. But then you could have Cody swoop in and be like, remember when you took me off the shelf? And Cody beats him for the title. And then Reigns can and Rollins can chill and let that fizzle out. And then in a year, they come back and fucking tear shit up again with fucking Ambrose.
I feel like it's almost... I want him to come back. I don't know...
No, you know what it'll be? It'll be cool. And I had this thought the other day. It'll be the Blackpool Combat Club showing up at a WWE event.
With him? Like, with obviously...
All of them. Because they're all still cool with each other. Where they'll kind of do something like that eventually.
Who is it? It's Ambrose,
Yuta,
right?
Yuta,
Wheeler and
Daniel Bryan and
I can't think of the fourth Cesaro. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I mean, dude. Like, they'll do something weird.
It's like, because I'm like a Claudio.
That's
yeah.
super far down the road if Ambrose would ever come back. But what I feel in my heart, the only way to get Reigns out of that title, legitimately to do it, to not kill the title, not kill Reigns' career, not kill Rollins' pop career right where it's at,
yeah,
is to have Rollins win and then lose it right away.
Right away to him? Oh, God. I mean, yeah, that'd be...
Why not?
Yeah.
What if fucking next year Cody can't win because of the Rumble and all that, and guess what? He wins the contract. Now he's walking around with the contract. Cody is.
Oh, because
he can't win again. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it going to take for Cody to finally win?
That would be kind of cool for him to, like, win the briefcase.
Yeah.
And then he cashes in, and then it's almost, and then, like, you can almost turn him heel. At that point, be like, everyone thinks I need this briefcase to win. Like, you know, kind of that where it's like...
Yeah.
Where he's like, yeah.
He's using it, hitting Reigns or Rollins, whoever the champ is.
Because he is good. Because Cody is.
I just feel like, dude, you it has to be where you look back at this. If Reigns is going to go to be the second longest champ of all time, you have to have the best outcome of him losing ever. It has to be, you can't fuck, that is almost more important than him holding it, because it sets up two guys for the biggest feud you could see for another 5 years.
Yeah, that is a,
that's it's like, where it's at.
It's Triple H, okay. Shawn Michaels.
It's fighting. I think it's bigger than those.
I mean, come on, those are the...
You know why? Because look at those two guys' longevity and how intermingled they've been for so long.
Ooh, Roman and...
Yeah.
I mean, so were Triple H and Shawn.
I know, but Triple H or Shawn were never the second biggest champion of all time.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
The stakes are way higher. Yeah.
In this weird angle of wrestling right now, in a weird environment of wrestling, DX kayfabe was still a little real. Like, had some realness to it. There wasn't too much social media. Now, for these guys to be where they're at, and both of them do such a good job, like, not intermingling, you never hear about them doing anything to get, like, it's the pinnacle of what we've been watching for 10 years.
The only thing you have is when, on the network, they had, like, that drive-along show that they had.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing,
they are best friends. Look how deep it is.
They're, like, fucking around and talking shit to each other, like, singing, and, yeah, like, that's the only time that you, like... And
but
that's,
you look
they
at
allowed
it, and you're
it.
Like, dude, they were doing that for years together as the Shield. You know, all three of those people together just dreaming about where they could be.
Yeah.
Rollins was probably like, yeah, dude, you be the one that goes the distance, and I'm going to be the one that's waiting there, because then it'll just be like... Because then you'll fall in love with Reigns all over again, because you're going to love Rollins for finally beating him, but now there's going to be something wild happening. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And Rollins can just say... Whip the title around like he did at Mania and just say, I don't even fucking want it. I just wanted you to know I could fucking beat you.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
Yeah, that'd be better. Yeah. I'm all for a really long-term booking of
it's there.
Seth.
It's so
Rollins.
There, dude.
Very far-fetched. I feel like I said, I feel like it's just tough because it doesn't matter because there's people who are going to be haters anyways. Like at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, but what else do you want?
Fuck them, but it's just like, yeah, it's just...
There's no one else that goes with each other for so long where you finally could be like, okay, we thought it would make sense Lesnar winning the Royal Rumble and then coming out trying to beat Reigns. Didn't do it.
Yeah.
Right? Reigns holding it, starting that, beats Lesnar, puts him out of his misery. We get all the way to where we're finally in London and we think a year ago... It's been a year since COVID's over. Drew McIntyre's hot as hell as a babyface. He's in Carthage or whatever the fuck that place was called. It's crazy. London, it's time. This is time. It'll be the craziest thing wrestling's ever seen in the UK. Yeah. They don't do it.
Yeah.
Okay? Cody wins last year. You still don't do it. You break the bloodline up, you still don't lose. So what's it going to be? Cody finally finishing the story? Is that really what we want? Is that what wrestling fans really truly want if you sit back and think? Because then what's next? Who's his first go? Gunther?
and then he just gets beat up and what? Then you bury Gunther? Fuck no. Fuck no.
Only thing I can
Reigns chasing the title? No.
A Priest cash in somehow is the only thing I can think of.
Then what does that get you though? Then Priest is champ?
Yeah.
And then what?
And then Cody doesn't have and then Cody could chase again.
Yeah, against them, but what a, but it's you don't take Reigns out of that picture.
No, but I think Reigns will
Rollins that does it.
Reigns, I know it's like you never know their personal life, but it's like I just feel like Reigns has been on there for so long, like I feel like he'd probably be like he needs some well-deserved time off.
But
like, give him a month. Like, give him a month.
The bloodline is at the peak potential that it could be at. Why slow that train down?
It's tough. But you're saying there's still some juice in the Rhine for sure.
I still think there's me on the ball. And I didn't believe it until Heyman was like, "You guys don't get that. All we do is drive around and think about this shit."
Well, yeah, because he did say not long ago that it's like we're really not even
touching it. And I believe that. Because I feel like WWE could do some wild shit and just be like, "All right, we're going all in on this, and we're gonna find every person that's in this dude's family." We're going to have 8 dudes out here.
Yeah, shit ton of them.
And it'd be crazy guys.
So who's Fatu.
There are a bunch of them
there's
in
a couple.
There.
There's like a... Yeah.
Go find them.
There's like two. There's like 3 on the
so
indies.
So you'll have 6 dudes, 7 dudes in there?
Yeah. Plus the 2 girls, if you want to put Tamina and
just to have
and
her
Naya.
As in there and you just have this whole thing.
Yeah, have her there. Like,
or nothing and you run with just those 4 guys and Naya and you're just like, God damn. Because Jimmy and Jay are getting back together.
Yeah.
What can he do? Who does he go against?
They should almost like reunite and then. Because I feel like.
I think they should reunite when the title's back and then everyone's got a champ again and then you wipe it out when it's really time to wipe it out. Because people don't want the bloodline to go away. What are you going to fill it with? The Judgment Day?
That's the next big thing. It's been so much. Attention and so much energy. This is like, where do you put that all towards afterwards?
It's not time for it to be done. That's why.
Yeah, it could be.
It's not you because you're. We all still know like they're not even unified.
I just feel like they want to do. I do like the Seth versus Rollins or Seth versus Reigns, but I just feel like, you know, they want to do a Rock versus Roman match. I feel like the fans think they want that.
Yeah,
I feel like all of us are like, if you were telling me, like, hey, Rock, I'd be like, yeah, like.
Who's the babyface? Who's the heel?
The Rock would probably have to turn babyface, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but how's he going to do that right now? He's almost buried himself into being a heel.
Turn on Reigns. But even that, I think it's almost past that. But it's a Rock.
Reigns would have the Rock's to turn
the one
on the
guy,
Rock.
Like, the Rock's the one guy that he could turn babyface.
No, I know, but do we really want that? Like you said,
I like heel Rock. I like Hollywood Rock. I love it. Right I just, like. We've been wanting this for a long time. Like
yeah,
I'm like, man, it'd be cool if he came back with Hollywood Rock. Like,
but here's the thing too. What does he do? Come out and ruin it for Cody, and Reigns retains.
He ruins it for Reigns
too. And Cody wins, and then you'd get those two feuding till when? SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
But it's hard because
that's what I mean.
But it's
but
almost
that's
like you
like
can't
all
almost,
of that title reign just for
you almost
Cody
can't
to win.
Even do that because The Rock just beat the fuck out of Cody. It wouldn't make really sense if it's like, so now you guys are cool now, you know? Like
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That because there's a better outcome than what people think they want. Like you said, you can get Cody to stay in that awesome picture of being the main guy, but we all know. The real story.
Well, people always like to like knock off the top, right? Like you always want to imagine like people want to beat the Chiefs somehow, right? But it's like they're always gonna be there. Like,
when's the last time Reigns and Rollins have wrestled each other in a main event at WrestleMania?
I don't think they ever have Mania.
Come on, dude.
I will still to this day, one day I want them to do a Shield triple threat at Mania.
That's what I'm saying. Come on. Like you know that's the ultimate long term booking. Those are the guys that are going to wrestle each other for when they retire. That's where I'm thinking.
Yeah.
My brain's like, all right, Randy Orton's a freak of nature. He's just going as long as he can because he's a freak of fucking nature. Something's wrong with that dude. Reigns and Rollins aren't going to wrestle that long and kill themselves. They're smarter than Orton.
But it's like nowadays they take like you could just get like a.
I know there's ways, but
60% schedule or whatever, like just
exactly.
Lean back a little bit, you know.
So, how
you could book that where Rollins beats Reigns and then run for 3 more years on how he finally beat him, and then they're just fighting, and it just reminds me of a real old school Rock Stone Cold feud.
Yeah.
You're the two top guys. And it's real. And then you sprinkle guys in here or there, but Cody's going to win, and we're going to be like, yeah, he did it.
So you think that's it? You think that there's just a cap to what?
Yeah. Because you now what do? You got a title that was so prestigious, no one could come close.
So you don't think he can hold it? Just like
not make it where he ain't going to push it farther.
But what if he holds it for like a full year? Year and some change, maybe.
It just doesn't make the title worth more.
Well, I don't think the thing is, like, nothing can make it worth more.
Yeah, you can. You know what you can do? You have to have Reigns really chase for the title. Cody beating him once is like, yeah, that might happen, but I just feel like you're missing out on the way to make Reigns more relevant after it.
Yeah.
Because you can't push him out of the way now. He is that title. He's been the one to make it that. The Universal title was a blue title held by Lesnar that we never saw on TV and Goldberg.
Yeah.
It was garbage. Now we're like, yeah, it's the best title in the world.
He doesn't wrestle that much, but at least he's there, at least.
Yeah, but it works.
He can't wrestle all the time.
No, because then he gets on there last night and he looks incredible.
It's just different nowadays, too. Like,
yeah, he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
He almost did what we wanted it to do, where we saw him all the time, and now he's not in the limelight enough, where it's like you hear about him, and he shows up here and there, and you don't see him wrestle, and you're like, God damn it, dude. You are the best. Cody's got the fan base.
Yeah.
But it has to make real sense where it doesn't diminish anybody. Rollins could win and then lose again right away, and it won't make Rollins look bad.
But you don't think it hurts the belt then?
No, because then you're prestige? Like, fuck. Now I need it. Now someone needs it. Cody gets it, someone and now who it. Wants it? People are going to be chasing after it. And then what? We get to see Cody
get beat up from there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I also wouldn't mind seeing Cody the champ, seeing what they could do with it. And only why? Because it's like crossover. It's like I trust the GM, Ryan Poles. Like, yeah. I trust Triple H. It's just like, at the end of the day, like, he can make it. And, like, maybe now we just don't think, because, like, I do get what you're saying. I agree. Like, where does Cody go? Like, he's such a good for the thrill of the chase, seeking after the title, like, clawing your way. That's his whole thing. That's what his dad was his whole career. Like, and, like, that's almost paying homage to your dad, because you're being exactly like him, essentially. Like,
but he is that guy.
And it is, like, and that's why, because
he always have to be real about what the champion of a wrestling is. Maybe Cody Rhodes just is that guy.
Yeah.
We just want him to be so bad.
Isn't a bad thing. Like, people like to make it. It's like,
yes. Yes.
We say all the time, Shawn Michaels are probably our favorite wrestler. We think one of the best wrestlers of all time. How many championships did he have? Six.
Yeah.
Six reigns.
Yeah.
Like, are you saying that fucking Edge is way better than him? I like Edge, but it's like, well, you know, like, no. Come on. This, you know, Edge has 13 championships. It doesn't mean that he's twice the wrestler that
Cody to me.
Shawn is. And Taker, four or five championships. Like, come on.
Cody to me is like, I get the whole finish the story. I get the whole we want him to win. I get the backing. Because I'm behind him. But then my real honest thing is like, yeah, but maybe there's a reason why he never has.
For a reason? Because he got the AEW championship, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was cool. And I think he did great in the indies and developed the American Nightmare. Right. And it was great. I think everywhere where he's at, he's a top five
talent. Did you ever see him?
No.
No.
Yeah. Worlds Collide. AEW and New Japan, I think, when they did all that. I'm pretty sure he wrestled there against someone. I can't remember. Okay. I think so.
I wasn't sure if you saw him at AEW. I think those tickets sold out quick, didn't they? Remember he went there? Or was it?
Yeah, I didn't go to that. We didn't go to that. But yes, he did go to that.
It was just Cody?
Yeah.
At that point, he couldn't use his
Rhodes. But that's what I mean. Everything he's done to get him where he's at has made him a top four guys in WWE. Hands down. But there's just something about it where it's like, is it too obvious?
Because then what? He holds the title for 1,000 days? No. Because then that diminishes what it really is. Then that's not how it goes. But now who's his next guy to go against? Can him and Gunther hold the program like what Reigns has done running that belt? You're going to have Reigns, you're going to have Cody Russell every week. For that long.
Yes.
Like Rollins is out there every week because that's kind of what you need to do with that title, and McIntyre can do that. You put McIntyre on every Monday and watch him beat people up. Bobby Lashley, all those kind of big guys.
I feel like also it almost like it almost hurts him that he's not part of a stable almost.
Who?
Cody. Because I feel like that also adds to like more dynamic, more, you know, like, because it's hard to go out there as a solo, like solo by yourself with a championship. Reigns has his entourage. He's a dude. He's more of a, like, he feels like a champ because he's chilling back, has his bodyguards, has his mouthpiece. He's sitting, like, he just looks like a champ. Where Cody, like,
what do you get?
My dumb brain looks dumb, but, like, if you go out there just with a championship on your belt, I feel like you just don't see as much as, like, you look way more badass, like, when Reigns, like I said, when he has a whole table.
Yeah, you're not
he
stone
has a
cold
whatever
alone
the,
out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy had it.
But even that, he barely even had a championship. He was only a champ, like, single digits also. He was chasing Vince McMahon most of his career. He never went for the belts. Like.
But that's where I look at how Rollins is. Rollins is compared to HBK for the athletic ability and the talent. But character-wise, like Rollins is being himself. Reigns is really being himself now. The bad side of himself, you know? But to be honest, I'd be
arrogant,
a cocky son of a bitch, too, if I was that.
Yeah,
right?
You look like that. I mean, yeah,
and
I get that.
You do it, and that's why we're like, yes, give us more. For 2-3 years, we wanted more because we're like, this is you. This is real. Mm-hmm. We didn't like the fake, Roman Reigns, I'm going to spear you. I want you to hate me, too, Reigns. I want you to think I'm a fucking loser because you are a specimen.
It just looks like a guy that would look down at you.
Yes.
So it's kind of like, you look like you would think I'm a fucking a dweeb or piece, you know, like.
And Rollins is kind of plays like the wacky everyday guy. Yeah, he's jacked and big, but he's not that.
He's not
the most handsome guy in the world.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, he's kind of the indie guy we always wanted. He's the real indie dude.
He's what, like. Indy Darling that actually made it. They're like,
And they got together and they went hand in hand so to be the ones to really push it to that.
Can you imagine that? Like going to an ROH show back in the day and being like, that guy's going to be like the best, like one of the best wrestlers in fucking. And this of this era, of this,
that's
you could say
I mean.
Of our era, like him and Roman Reigns, 1A, 1B. Yeah.
20 plus years ago.
Like, that guy's going to be fucking.
When those guys were coming up and getting there, and Reigns was leaving college and going into wrestling, and they end up at OVW, and you're like, there it is.
It's right there.
Just like it was for Cena, Orton, Batista, and Lesnar. It's that core. They just weren't as talented on the microphone and the character development. They were just body guys. The two guys that were good at it are the ones that lasted, Cena and Orton. They could talk. They can do their thing. Now, you got the whole of all of it. You got the... Dude, I've been watching it, and you look at it, and you're listening to other people, and bust it open, and we'll end it on this. There hasn't been a time, in my opinion, in the last 15 years that wrestling has been as story-driven... tight. There's so much bing, bing, boom, boom. You can go all over the place, but it makes sense, and everything feels real, and every character beat feels real, and everything has meaning. There hasn't been better story writing in the last 15 years than right now. From every single one. You got,
like,
Sami Zayn on there thinking he can't beat Gunther, and Gunther cutting great promos.
He's good.
That's what I mean. There's your next guy for a guy like Cody if he's champ. But is that what everyone wants? Yeah, you're gonna get great matches, but like, there's something about Reigns being champ that it's like, okay, I get
Gunther and Cody. I feel like it has an allure just because I feel like it's like. A throwback to traditional wrestling, kind of.
Sure.
Like, so it's kind of cool.
It's
like,
good.
It's almost like very 80s, like the foreigner, for sure. Like foreign big guy versus yeah, American son of a plumber.
Yeah, that'd son be from great, a plumber. But that's a world heavyweight championship, not the WWE Universal Championship. Because right now, no matter if Rollins is the better wrestler, the Universal Championship is here. That's 1A, 1B.
Well, he's held heavyweight for, I think, 700 days, too.
Yeah, I know. But that would be perfect. Yeah. His losing, like you said, he fucking tweaks out, and now he's like, I gotta prove I'm the best. There's only one thing to do. It's beat you. You know you've been fucking playing around with Cody and all these guys. You know I'm the only one. I've beat you before. I've left you in my fucking shadow before. I'm the one. And Reigns doesn't believe it. And then you just get whacked out, Rollins.
Great. Yeah, that would be... Night one, be like, throw only one of
them. In the middle of that.
Night one, they wrestle and they're both in the ring. And like, only one of us is going to leave with our title. And we know who it is. Seth's cocky and then he loses it. And then he's like, fuck.
Yeah, loses the McIntyre.
Yeah, I was going to say, loses it. And he's like,
give it to him. Like, give it to him.
Make him twisted.
Give McIntyre the win. Get that title off Reigns because then it opens, or Rollins, and then it opens up Rollins for Reigns. Not, maybe not right away. Maybe not. Maybe I'm delusional in thinking that. Maybe this is the time to pop it with Cody. I just don't feel like it needs to happen. I don't think Cody needs it to happen.
Okay.
What does that title do for Cody? Solidify what? So you think, biggest babyface in WWE right now.
So you think that... Okay, so keep Roman's reign, but what would you do if he... You think once he loses it, the bloodline's over too? Or you, like, because I think you could still keep the bloodline going for sure. Maybe without the championship, I feel like it's not the same. It doesn't hit the same, but you can still maybe. But how long can he drag it out for, you know, without a championship? You could do a Rock Roman feud or whatever. But where do you
put Reigns not in the championship?
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's no, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying him not having it. Like that's the whole thing of like the adds the prestige to the
bloodline. Yeah. No, I know. But like
him not having it is like what? Like the why are we following the you? Title? Like why are we following you then? Ooh. You're not even champion. Like you're tribal chief because you're the head of the table. You had a belt. Like you know they think about it, like they still could do a bloodline civil war too and maybe like drag out.
Maybe we leave that there for. The recap after Mania and see where we're at after that because I think a lot of Mania will have to see
last of them become.
You got a start of a civil war between the Usos.
Yeah, that's the first one. So
maybe there is something weird. Maybe Solo's not about it. Fuck boxing. Yes. We're all about WrestleMania right now.
No, yeah, I was just looking.
We're gonna have to.
There'll be more boxing. There's only the only fight this weekend is the
Pitbull
Cruz and Rolly. Romero's fighting this weekend. Yeah,
Cruz is gonna dog walk
him, I hope dude. So. Yeah, no just pun intended.
Dog walk him.
Seen a lot of stuff about him. He's I don't know if you heard about him. What yeah, like? I know yeah, him. Yeah, he's.
I know about him. Cruz is no joke.
No, he's a bad dude. But yeah, we'll have to.
Oh, what's up?
But yeah, we'll have to. We'll talk Mania at the end of the next one, and then we'll preview the UFC 300. Right, we'll talk about we'll that do next it time.
The week. Oh, in between
Mania. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm saying next episode we'll recap Mania and we'll preview the 300. We'll have to do something after 300 too. Sure. There'll be a lot of stuff going on. So more boxing and see from there. See the bloodline is still intact. See if Reigns still is champ. Yeah. On that note, you can follow us on Unsanctioned Talk on all platforms, Spotify. That's do it for us, folks. Peace the fuck out.
Peace out.